welcome to Nice News. This is a broadcast about some unusual topics. I'm Joyce Vesper, your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster. On Nice News, we cover all types of information from all over the world. The program provides a time out from the daily news, which doesn't always cover the happiest of information. So please, give us a listen. Who knows what might give you a smile or make you remember something, such as this article. A student saw one lonely rock, he suspected a mystery, and uncovered a 3,700-year-old ritual site. Tim Newcomb writes the article. A 6-foot-tall standing ceremonial stone in Derbyshire Forest had one archaeologist enthusiast searching for more. In 2024, 24-year-old student George Bird found plenty, with the help of experts, of course. Following Bird's hunch that there was more to the area, a team of archaeologists recently unearthed a 3,700-year-old ritual site. The previously known Farley Moor, standing stone in Farley Wood, was long believed by many to be a singular monument, but Bird wasn't so sure. It turned out excavations by Forestry England, in partnership with the television program Time Team, proved Bird correct. I guess over time I just started to wonder if there might be more to the standing stone up in my local woods. I tried to send over a fairly documented account of what I found in the area. It was enough to pique the interest of the archaeological team at the Forestry England and Time Team. Their excavations found evidence that this stone once sat next to a ceremonial platform, one that had been intentionally located above a natural spring. The team's analysis of the site identified 5 nearby stones that were likely once standing there, creating a stone oval which measured roughly 82 feet by 75 feet. Through a process of carbon dating, the archaeological team places the entire site at 1700 BC. What we've uncovered is evidence of a much more complex ceremonial landscape, which the original standing stone is part of. Lawrence Shaw, Forestry England's lead historic environmental advisor, said, "The stone platform predates the standing stone itself, suggesting continuous ritual use of the site over hundreds of years, strongly linked to the water and the importance it held for the Bronze Age communities. The natural spring where this ceremonial platform once stood feeds Bentley Brook, which ultimately flows into Derwent River. In the eyes of the archaeological team, this cements the importance of the water for Bronze Age life and ceremonies. The scale of activity that likely existed in that landscape highlights the impact of Bronze Age ritual life for beyond headline sites like Stonehenge." Derek Pittman, Associate Professor of Archaeology and Anthropology at Bournemouth University, said, "This project showcases the value of investigating sites that have been hidden in the nation's forests for the last few decades, and it implies a wealth of archaeology still waiting to be explored. Stone circles and henges, like Stonehenge, site Petman mentioned, were common ceremonial monuments in the 2nd and 3rd millenniums. This puts the Farley Moor stone circle in the mix with dozens of others in that region. Furthermore, Forestry England says the find of Farley Moor suggests that there could be plenty of other stone sites nearby, but undiscovered. We often celebrate our forested landscapes for their natural beauty and ecological significance, yet they also harbor some of England's most extraordinary historical sites, monuments, and stories. Of course, this discovery is all thanks to the dogged efforts of George Bird, who had been calling attention to this particular site for years, albeit usually in a much more casual manner. I've been dragging my friends around all these stone circles for years," he told BBC, "and I usually get a fair bit of teasing because the walks I take them on always end up going past a stone circle and always end up being 5 miles longer than I thought for the walk." This article, a student saw one lonely rock. He suspected a mystery and uncovered a 3,700-year-old ritual site was written by Tim Newcomb. So we move now from Earth to Sky in this article by Julia Jacoby. God of Chaos asteroid to pass close to Earth in 2029. A rare asteroid will soon be visible to the naked eye in a rare celestial event. That's according to astronomers. Asteroid 99942, Apophis, named after the Egyptian deity of chaos, darkness, and fire, is expected to safely pass close to Earth April 13, 2029. The asteroid will pass with roughly 20,000 miles of Earth, nearly 12 times closer than the Moon's average distance from Earth, and closer than many satellites in the geosynchronous orbit. That makes it one of the closest approaches ever recorded for an object of its size and a very rare event, according to NASA. The approach will be visible to observers on the ground in the eastern hemisphere, weather permitting, according to NASA. It will be close enough that the sky watchers won't need a telescope or binoculars to see it. When Apophis was first discovered in 2004, it was labeled a potentially hazardous asteroid because of the possibility that it could impact Earth in 2029, 2036, or 2068. After closely tracking the asteroid and its orbit using optical telescopes and ground-based radar, astronomers are now confident that there is no risk of Apophis impacting Earth for at least 100 more years. The Earth's gravitational pull could change the asteroid's orbit around the Sun as it passes in 2029, making the orbit slightly larger or the orbital period slightly longer, but the risk of impact with Earth will remain the same. Its close passage will also afford astronomers around the world the opportunity to learn more about it. Apophis is the Greek name for the Egyptian god known as Apep. The name was proposed by the astronomers who discovered the asteroid, Roy Tucker, David Tholen, and Fabrizio Bernardi of Kitt Peak National Observatory near Tucson. The asteroid is a relic of the early solar system from about 4.6 billion years ago, made of leftover raw material that was never part of a planet or a moon. Though its exact size and shape is unknown, it has a mean diameter of about 1,115 feet and a long axis of at least 1,480 feet. Apophis' surface is weathered due to the eons of exposure to space weather, including solar wind and cosmic rays. Observatories around the world and in space will observe the asteroid's historic approach to Earth in order to better understand its physical properties. NASA has redirected a spacecraft to rendezvous with Apophis shortly after its close approach in 2029, while the European Space Agency is sending a spacecraft to study it. When the April 2029 flyby occurs, Apophis will become a member of the Apollo group, the family of asteroids that crosses Earth's orbit, but that themselves have orbits around the Sun that are wider than the Earth, according to the ESA. This article, written by Julia Jacoby, God of Chaos Asteroid to Pass Close to Earth in 2029. Well, we come back to Earth again, this time in hot tubs. Hot tubs offer surprising health benefits and may be even better than saunas. Saunas have gained tremendous popularity recently, celebrated for their benefits in exercise recovery and promoting longevity. The warmth envelops the body, triggering a delightful array of positive effects, such as lowering the blood pressure and reducing inflammation. Access to saunas can be a challenge for many, however. Happily, researchers from the University of Oregon have come to the rescue. They explored the benefits of a cozy soak in a hot bath, which is a more accessible option for many of us. Their joys, published in the American Journal of Physiology, brings great news for those without sauna access, as this study is the first to compare various heat therapies side by side. Lead author Jessica Atencio, a dedicated doctoral student in Professor Christopher Minson's lab, expressed excitement about the research. We compared the most commonly utilized modalities of passive heating as they are used in everyday life and studied it in scientific research. While much has been studied about sauna bathing, particularly by renowned Finnish cardiologist Dr. Jari Laukkanen, whose extensive research has highlighted its popularity in Finland, the Oregon study sheds new light on hot tub bathing. In their research, the team monitored key health metrics such as body temperature, blood pressure, heart rate, and immune cell populations. They gathered data before, during, and after participants enjoyed a hot tub soak, dry heat, or far infrared saunas. This included 20 young active individuals aged 20 through 28, allowing researchers to pinpoint the physiological responses in each method. Atencio noted the remarkable impact of hot water immersion. We saw that hot water immersion was the most impactful in increasing core body temperature, which is the main stimulus for these subsequent responses. This increase in body temperature enhances blood flow, which is excellent for cardiovascular health. Interestingly, the study revealed the only hot water immersion led to significant changes in inflammatory markers, showcasing the unique benefits of soaking in warm water. Atencio explained, quote, "Hot water immersion gives you the most robust changes in core temperature because you can't effectively dissipate heat as you can if you have contact with the air and you're sweating to cool the body," unquote. With over two decades of experience in studying heat therapies, Minson has explored how heat affects various factors, including age and exercise. He expressed confidence in the health benefits of heat therapy, stating, "There's no doubt in my mind that if people are willing to do some heat therapy, it's going to align with improved health as long as it's done in moderation." Dr. Laukkanen's research supports the idea that longer sauna sessions yield the best results, and both saunas and hot tubs can mimic some exercise benefits by raising heart rate. Notably, soaking in a tub can create these benefits more efficiently and quickly. Minson also highlighted that for those who may find regular exercise challenging, heat therapy can serve as a wonderful alternative, offering some of the advantages of aerobic exercise, though he encourages regular exercise for the best outcomes. As for more studies, they reveal that the wonderful health benefits of soaking in warmth is a perfect time to spread the word. Embrace the joy of relaxation and consider sharing this enlightening study with friends and loved ones. After all, who wouldn't want to enjoy the simple pleasures of a soothing bath? This article, "Hot Tubs Offer Surprising Health Benefits and May Even Be Better Than Saunas." Boston Marathon runners praised for helping injured competitor finish strong. During the Boston Marathon on April 20th, a heartwarming scene unfolded that beautifully showcased the spirit of camaraderie among runners. As the race neared its conclusion, A.J. Haridas experienced debilitating leg cramps that brought him to a halt. Spectator Sasi Biyarkasham, who was visiting from Bangkok, witnessed this touching moment and felt deeply moved. She saw AJ dressed in a black top, struggling with severe pain as he buckled over. While many runners continued on their way, two compassionate athletes, Aaron Beggs in yellow and Robson Oliveira in white, chose to pause and lend their support. They each took one side of AJ, lifting him up and helping him to continue along the course. "It was overwhelming to witness. It felt like such a heartfelt moment, and I got emotional watching it. Seeing them choose to stop and help another runner instead was truly powerful and inspiring." As the Boston Herald reported, AJ, a first-time marathoner, described how he felt his legs go limp just after crossing the 26-mile marker. Despite his determination, he struggled to stay on his feet and thought he might have to crawl to the final stretch. That's when Aaron and Robson came to his rescue. While it may have seemed like a straightforward act of kindness or of sportsmanship, this moment was significant for all involved. AJ was on the brink of achieving a personal best, while Robeson had his goals, and helping AJ could have meant sacrificing their times. Nevertheless, they prioritized compassion over competition. AJ expressed his gratitude, feeling humbled and honored that these two athletes chose to sacrifice their ambitions to assist him. After the race, he found their bib numbers and reached out on social media to thank them personally. "It was a split-second decision," Robeson later reflected on a social media. "As I entered the final stretch, I saw AJ collapsing. I knew I wouldn't have the strength to help him on my own, but I thought, God, if someone stops, I'll stop too and help him." In a twist of fate, both men ended up needing medical attention, with Robeson facing more severe dehydration than AJ. Fortunately, they both recovered quickly. AJ, a fourth-year student at Northwestern University, is already looking forward to participating in the marathon next year. This story serves as a reminder of the kindness and support that shines through even in the most competitive environments. It highlights the beauty of helping one another, creating memories that resonate far beyond the finish line. This article, Boston Marathon Runners Praised for Helping Injured Competitor Finish Strong. Teacher's viral rendition of iconic opera song may land him a spot on a TV talent show. Don't Stop Believing and Sweet Caroline Make Room, Nessun Dorma may soon join the ranks of the go-to karaoke songs. Earlier this month, a video of creative arts teacher Benjamin Gillum performing the opera classic went viral, leading producers of The Voice on UK and Britain's Got Talent to reach out. The 37-year-old was out celebrating the birthday of his friend Laura Beaver in Liverpool, England, on April 7th, when the duo decided to do some karaoke at a pub called Cooper's Town House. Gillum performed You're My World by Cilla Black, and Beaver sang a song by Eminem before she signed Gillum up, without his knowledge, to perform the iconic Giacomo Puccini song. She then said she wanted to do another song, and she asked if I wanted to do Nessun Dorma, but I declined. I had a couple of drinks, and there was a chance that the top notes wouldn't have come out. But now I have to thank her, really, as the video went viral. Gillum, who has always dreamed of being a professional singer, put on a magical display to the audience of 12 people inside a small pub, bringing some tears before receiving a standing ovation. Cooper's later uploaded the video on social media, and it has since raked over 2 million views, with thousands of enthralled watchers leaving comments. Among the viewers were producers from BBC's One's The Voice UK and ITV's British Got Talent, who've since contacted Gillum asking if he'd like to apply to their show. The response has been incredible. Social media can be soul-destroying, but it has been really nice seeing all the comments about my voice. No one expected the video to land the way it did. The standing ovation at the end, even the woman next to me, who was reduced to tears. As a teenager, Gillum auditioned for The Voice, The X Factor, and Britain's Got Talent, but they were never televised. He then became a creative arts teacher at Foxfield School, a special education school in Marysville, a positive position he said he loves. Seeing the joy that music brings to the students, it means too much to them. It is a lovely place to work, Gillum shared. But the video has also reignited Gillum's passion for performing, and he's hopeful it will bolster his career as a singer. It has been quite emotional for me receiving all the comments about my voice, and then to be contacted by the talent show was just an incredible feeling, he said. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next. This article, Teacher's Viral Rendition of Iconic Opera Song May Land Him a Spot on TV Talent Show. Stranger's Kindness Turns Elderly Man's Busted Truck Into a Heartwarming Crowdfunding Success. In a heartwarming tale of community spirit and kindness, Mo Riles from South Bend, Indiana, became the center of an uplifting story that transformed his life. His trusty 2000 Chevy Silverado, affectionately referred to as Franken Truck due to its collection of dense, mismatched panels and quirky characters, has garnered quite a bit of attention in town. Locals couldn't help but notice the truck as it rolled through the streets, often sparking laughter and surprise. One diner customer expressed disbelief, saying, "I thought it was an AI, and I didn't know if it was real," while another remarked on the truck's condition, stating, "It's unbelievable how that thing even moves." The vehicle's unique appearance led to a flurry of lighthearted jokes online with comments like, "Where is the duct tape when you need it?" and "Looks like the Hulk smashed it." Despite the playful ribbing, Mo remained undeterred, driving his truck without complaint, even amid recent health struggles. However, the story took a wonderful turn when Colin Crowell, the owner of Cargoy's Auto Detailing, came across a picture of Mo's truck. Rather than joining in on the jokes, Colin felt a calling to help. "I just thought there's got to be something more to why this truck looks like this," he said, realizing that Mo likely needed encouragement rather than humor. Colin launched a crowdfunding campaign aiming to raise funds to provide Mo with a safer, more reliable vehicle. In his heartfelt GoFundMe description, Colin wrote about the challenge Mo faced with his truck, highlighting its dangerous condition and the determination Mo showed in continuing to meet the daily responsibilities. "With support of the local business and the neighbors, I believe we can make a real difference in Mo's life," Colin shared, emphasizing the power of community. The response was nothing short of extraordinary. Contributions poured in from across Northwest Indiana and beyond, with over 500 generous individuals coming together to raise more than $26,000 for Mo. Earlier this month, the transformation became a reality. Mo's beloved Franken truck made its final journey to the local Chevy dealership, where he was greeted with a gleaming brand new 2019 Chevy Silverado. The moment was a testament to the compassion and unity of the community that rallied around him. Reflecting on his incredible experience, Mo found himself overwhelmed with gratitude. "That's the part that knocked me over, man," he said, tears of joy filling his eyes. "Here are human beings seeing another human being in struggle. And I'm like, wow, what did I do to deserve this? But this whole thing is not about me. It's about the community bonding together." Mo's story serves as a beautiful reminder of the goodness that can emerge when people come together to support one another. It's a shining example of how kindness knows no bounds and how a community can uplift its members in the most meaningful of ways. This article, "Stranger's Kindness Turns Elderly Man's Busted Truck into a Heartwarming Crowdfunding Success." Our stories today have had a theme of people helping people, and here's one where a dog is helping a person. Heroic seeing eye dog saves owner from blood clot. Luis Perez journeys in one of the resilience and hope. At 45, he's faced significant challenges living with multiple sclerosis since a young child, which led him to losing his vision at 23. Despite the hurdles he has encountered, including the need for regular plasma infusions to manage the autoimmune condition, Luis has shown remarkable strength. In a wonderful turn of events, Luis decided to explore the possibility of having a guide dog to enhance his life. His search led him to the compassionate team at Dogs, Inc., a nonprofit dedicated to helping individuals like him. In September of 2024, Luis was paired with a delightful black lab named Jerry, who has become more than just a guide. Jerry has significantly boosted Luis's confidence and social life, proving to be a loyal friend and a joy in his daily life. But Jerry's role in Luis's life took on an extraordinary turn when he became a hero. Recently, Luis experienced discomfort that he initially thought was just another symptom of his MS. However, Jerry sensed something was amiss. Uncharacteristically, he kept coming over to Luis and nudging his chin against Luis's leg, showing a level of intuition that was hard to ignore. Concerned by Jerry's unusual behavior, Luis and his wife decided to visit the hospital. After several hours of tests, they discovered that Luis had a blood clot in his left leg, known as deep vein thrombosis, or DVT. Remarkably, it was the very spot where Jerry had rested his head. DVT is a serious condition that can escalate quickly, and receiving prompt treatment that evening was crucial. Luis acknowledges that without Jerry's timely alert, he might have dismissed the pain as just another symptom of his condition. Now Jerry is not only Luis's guide and cherished companion, but also a true lifesaver. This article, Heroic Seeing Eye Dog Saves Owner from Blood Clot. We're nearing the end of the show, so I'd like to leave you with this quote of the day from George Washington. Happiness depends more upon the internal frame of a person's own mind than on the externals in the world. George Washington. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's articles. Please join us again next time when we cover interesting and uplifting stories on Nice News. This has been Joyce Vesper, your volunteer broadcaster for Sun Sounds of Arizona, a radio reading service. Stay healthy, everyone. Be well. Be happy. Bye-bye.